So close your eyes for the very first time, as if it's for the very first time that you've closed your eyes to a meditation practice, or if you've never meditated before, just close your eyes to shut out the world. If you've got cell phones and all kinds of gadgets, shut them off. Put them in silence. Don't even have them on vibrate. Close out the door. To put a sign, please do not disturb for X number of minutes or whatever. And all. Go inside. So go inside, and with the intention that you are going to activate your soul's intelligence so that it gets illuminated by the sun, the sun's intelligence. If we only had one small, thin flash of light of the sun within us, and that remained within us and grew within us, that intelligence, that ability to grow, to create, to sustain, to bring intelligence into our body, mind, and soul. If we could have that experience in a flash of a second, so that it goes even beyond, hey, what just happened? So it wipes out our mindset. It wipes out all knowledge that we've had of ourselves, and then it starts to reveal. So that's the intention when you close your eyes, and we're asking today for the blessings of the Father, whether we had a good relationship with Him or not, whether He's here on this earth plane or on other planes, whether He's on the other side of the world or right in the next room. Whether it's our spiritual father or masters around or spiritual beings around you, feel their presence surrounding you now. Above, below, side, it's spirit. So it's moving. It's watching over. It's protecting. It's going to create that consciousness so you can focus on your soul body. So we'll activate the soul by activating the chakras, the energy centers in the body. The Sushumna, which is a thin tube of light, it connects all the energy centers and it lights up and then acts as an antenna to attract all the intelligence that you're requesting. Please come and illuminate, enlighten, share the intelligence with me. And during this solstice, cleanse it at the level of the soul, of the level of the body, re-energize, revitalize, cleanse the blood, cleanse the tissues, cleanse all the pain out of the body, all the toxins. Even if you have a healthy lifestyle, the emotional toxins from just interacting with everyone that we do on a day-to-day basis or over a whole lifetime that we don't even know is part of our makeup. So purify that. Just dry it up, diffuse it. Zap it. So now we are in the base of the spine. And we're going to call on Ganesha to remove the obstacles on our internal path so that we can experience this expression of spirit as it moves through and around us. So we're all at the base of the spine. And even if your thoughts are all over the place, it doesn't matter because your awareness is I'm at the base of my spine. And now there's going to be a release of energy that goes down my legs and into my feet and helps me to get unstuck, to move with more freedom and grace and ease and less pain or feeling stuck psychologically. That gets released from this lower chakra. The activation, you can envision a reddish-orangish light. You can envision some form of light or something moving through you, some energy moving through you, the lower chakra, down the legs and into the feet. Some tingling might be there. Some fluid movement might be there. You might feel pain, gets intensified, and then dissipates. Maybe it's in your feet or in your ankles or in your knees. A lot of us have pain in the knees and in the hips, in the pelvis area. So just allow your attention there to move. This reddish-orangish light will invoke Anisha, the obstacle-removing deity or archetype. To get us unstuck. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. The sound, the seed sound for Ganesha is gum. So feel the sound and the energy reverberating or pounding through your legs and your toes and back up and through the pelvis area. Gum. Gum, 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 gum. Gum, 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 gum. Now, we'll activate the Sushumna and the chakras, the apparatus of the subtle body that connects your soul to the emotional, mental, physical body. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat. Ma. move up to the third eye. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Move into the navel, the belly button area. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Chi. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Va. Move up to the two eyes, the right and left eye, the right and left brain. Ya. Now feel the activation of that thin tube of light that's pierced all the chakras that have just been activated by the sounds ah, oo, ma, om, na, ma, shi, va, ya. Commune with your soul's intelligence that is connected to your father's soul's intelligence, your forefathers' soul's intelligence, your spiritual mentors, teachers, forefathers on the path in past, present, or future lives, that soul's intelligence gets activated. Feel the presence of the divine surrounding you, protecting you, guiding you at the level of the body, the mind, and the soul. Now visualize Dr. Pillai standing in front of you and beaming a laser beam of light into the spot between your two eyebrows. Feel it. Receive it. There might be pressure at that point on your forehead between your two eyebrows, just above your nose, the bridge of your nose, on your forehead area. The thoughts will distract you, that's fine. Just bring your awareness to the pressure or tingling or some experience. It can be a flash of light. It can be a buzzing sound you hear. It can be an instant message. Ah, I'm connected. Receive this beaming light of energy in that spot that's activating the pituitary gland of the subtle body and at the physical level as well. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Now feel the laser beam of light penetrating into the middle of your brain. So just allow this beam to go deeper into your brain, into the mid part where the pineal gland is, another part of the apparatus of the third eye in the subtle body. It gets activated. So imagine or experience something lighting up in the brain, or there's pressure or tingling. There may be that sense of complete spaciousness, expansion, peace. The thoughts are slowing way down. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Keep receiving the beam of light from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. It's piercing your third eye. Now, the whole brain begins to light up, and this energy is swirling around the whole brain. Can be a golden light energy or some form of light or presence, some experience of expansion. Some of you may have even left the body and are visiting other realms as well. Feel the whole body lighting up now with this presence being activated from head to toe. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Feel the presence of the Father, the forefathers, spiritual fathers, godfathers, moving through your body. Feel the energy of the sun. Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Yo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the sun's light beaming through your whole body. Feel the warmth, feel the heat, feel the presence, feel the intelligence. Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deho Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Tiho Yona Prachodayat. Feel the cleansing of the energy that you're accessing, the blessings that you're receiving at the soul level. Keep receiving that light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye, beaming into your third eye, activating the third eye, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, the whole midbrain area. Feel the whole brain lighting up. This energy swirling around the whole brain. And then pouring down like liquid gold light or sunlight, heat throughout the whole body. Now receive the sound of Dattatreya that will fill you with the knowledge the spiritual knowledge of connecting to all souls on the earth plane and on other planes as well. So that you have the ability to create, to sustain your life, and then also protect you from negative forces. Om Dattatreya Namaha. Dattatreya Namaha. Om 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 Dattatreya Namaha. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to your father. Peace to all the forefathers. Peace to the spiritual fathers, the spiritual teachers. Enjoy your connection at a new level of understanding between all that which has been invoked today and shared with you, so that you move forward in your life in a more purposeful and meaningful, peaceful way. Slowly let go of the meditation, bring your consciousness back to, or your awareness back to yourself, your surroundings.